because I never had used one.
Have you ever heard it called a whetstone? A
there is a piece of stone. I remember a long time ago my daddy having a whetstone, wet rock.
Oh,
uh-huh. A wet rock. Did he whetted his knife on, you know?
Yeah, that's like what
that. I think. Oh, he called it a wet rock. But you see, all those things way back, I just about forgot them until you bring it back. You have to kind of shake up the bag and make it come back.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's hard just to think of them when
that's
somebody
right, to pick it
fires
up.
Questions
mm-hmm.
at
I'm not that good.
Could you tell me about the different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use?
Well, I don't know but one, and that's what they used to call a rail fence. They used to cut rails and make rail fences. I see a lot of, I go out in a lot of places now where they build new homes, and they have the new rails got out and have the rail fence, and they're real pretty.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did they ever have different names, or is it just called a rail fence?
Well, I don't know as I ever heard anything else but a rail fence.
Okay, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences that might be made just with planks or boards?
Well, yes, there's some made out of board. And some made out of pole.
Hmm. How would a pole fence look?
Well, and some have, I'd say it's a pole in small poles like that telegram pole. And they lay it on top of one another just like they would lay the rail, but they'd be in poles instead of rails.
I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
I haven't seen too many, but I've seen a few of them.
Okay. What about the kind of a fence that people might use to put around their garden or around their house? Do you have a name? I don't see any around here.
No, I don't see much of them now. The real fence where I've seen was on 301 between Glenville and Claxton. That's where I found a real fence.
We might go back that way. I think I'll look for it.
And there used to be fences put up with logs, with old-time logs like that, but they was rotten and falling down the last time I was through there. Now they may be done away with it, and it may be still there.
Maybe they fixed it. I doubt it. Well, suppose you had a lot of company coming and there were too many people for the number of beds you had. What would you call a bed that you make on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. Do you have a name for low ground in a river valley? Okay. Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
Roads?
Uh-huh. Like in the old days. Before they had all these fancy highways.
No, I wouldn't know anything but just the little ordinary roads. That's all I would know.
Were they dirt or clay or what?
Yeah, they're dirt. And some of them is clay. Some of them, no, they're not rocks. These are little, most of these little back roads is dirt roads, clay roads.
They have sand roads here too?
Well, some of them is very sandy. You go some of those back roads like that, the dirt roads like that, and some of them is pretty sandy, and some of them, yeah. You don't find very many rocky roads.
Uh-huh. I guess that's North Georgia, too.
Yeah.
Do you have a name for a paved road if it has a really light-colored surface? Well, like this one, for instance.
Well, that's just a rock road.
Uh-huh.
The reason of that is... They fixed that road there and poured that tar on it and then covered over with rock. That's what I call a rock road.